Around 3:30 that afternoon, Cornwallis, Royal Governor Josiah Martin, and other officers stop here, dismount, and go inside. They visit politely with Baggy and others for 90 minutes as the last of the army is passing through. With both the British and Continental armies in the vicinity at this time, small groups of soldiers from both sides pass through day after day. Once they do so on the same day, carrying flags of truce. So, too, do supply wagons and refugees, including formerly rich people trying to adjust to being poor. Around 100 Catawba Indians who had fought for the Americans camp outside town with their families one night. Sometimes all of these so-called strangers, meaning any non-residents, are described as polite or friendly. But often they steal from the single brother's house, bakery, tannery, blacksmith, or store, while patriot soldiers often put their bills on the public tab. The store sold to everyone who came through, though sold was not always the right term. In mid-February of 1776, then-Captain Benjamin Cleveland and about 200 men from the Surrey County Patriot Militia take what they want from the store and other locations, running a tab. "We could not object, though payment is doubtful," the diarist moans. On Sunday, February 25, 1781, the Salem Diary makes a point of noting, "There were no strangers in town all day, which is somewhat unusual." Scroll down to the next audio clip before the section called The Tavern, follow the walking instructions there, and listen to the audio.